William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiments. USA. 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 USA!
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove, okay? You chant anything, people will join in. Canada! 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm gonna take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, Gemma. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
Oh, gosh. Is that something to do with numbers? And processing. Well, he carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster.
Bosley?
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. Deshaun Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renzo! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It is Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. Blue Ridge Security Solutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business doesn't matter. Blue Ridge will hook you up. If you don't believe me, try it. Blue Ridge Security Solutions.com. So much going on today. We've got PGA Championship that is underway. We have our picks in, and I'm very upset. At like 1 a.m. last night, I was making changes to my FanDuel roster for the PGA Championship, and I made like 3 adjustments, and then I forgot to, like, you know, you have to click OK, and then you have to click it again. I forgot to do it the second time. So I looked at my roster this morning. I was like, wait a second, that is not what I ended up with. That's not what this is. And so I'm going to lose. I'm going to lose in FanDuel with the PGA Championship.
Did you forget to click the save button? Is that what happened?
Yeah, I forgot to click the save button.
Oh, that's tragic.
The good news is that I don't hate my team. They just all have late tee times. There's a couple that I'm like, no, this is not going to be good. But the good news is that my four that I picked for the PGA Championship, my 4 official show picks are all still on my team. The only ones I changed were 3 of the other 4.
Okay,
because you have to have 8. Yeah, so don't fret, Kelly. I'm not going to be like dually motivated here to win in FanDuel and to beat your brains in.
I need
this badly. I need this win badly. We are 0-2 currently in the Qual camp. Sanders, what do you think is the probability that I beat Kelly in this PGA championship?
I'm going to go with 38%.
38%, so 62-38. I'll take generous. Those odds considering how woeful I've been so far this season.
Generous odds from Sanders, because right now, if you go by just previous experience and what we know, what the stats say, your FPI would probably be like in the teens.
I mean, what a disaster. What a disaster.
I mean,
I've
this
been
is a ranked opponent versus an opponent with no wins yet on the schedule.
It's the worst.
This is a night game in Death Valley.
Yeah, a nightmare.
I'm Clemson.
What it is.
This is what it's shaping up to be.
Nightmare.
I almost see it as, it's not as bad as maybe the Clemson-South Carolina matchup last year, but I see you as a Wake Forest.
Are you kidding me? Wake Forest? Are you joking? Literally no one has said anything that disrespectful to me ever in my entire life.
Hey,
I see you as Wake Forest.
I don't see you as South Carolina. Does that help?
I see you as Wake Forest. Remember when I compared those two teams?
Yeah.
And then I had to apologize.
And everyone
Remember
thought
that?
You were
that was
crazy.
Fun.
And I mean, Wake Forest fans show. Were insulted.
They should have been. You know how I make fun of the Spurs with with the names of their players?
Yeah, you do.
John Jones.
Manu
Jim
Ginobili.
Smith. Well, the leaderboard at
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi is not a normal name.
That's my point.
The leaderboard at Quail Hollow right now in Charlotte, where a lot of people are. What a great weekend. What a great long weekend to watch Deshaun and company last night take center stage in Clemson North in Charlotte and then go to Quail Hollow today. I know a lot of my friends are doing that. And then maybe just chill in Charlotte for the weekend. I don't know what everybody's doing there. Jim Herman, it looks like the Spurs bench. Jim Herman and Gary Woodland are leading currently at Quail Hollow. So you should feel right at home. I will say I'm not going down to fifth place because tied for third is Grayson Murray, who also is a member of the Spurs. Then you've got Tony Finau, who everybody loves because he's a big bomber and this is a long course. And I'm kind of waiting on the rain to come because I got a couple of scramblers in my eight for FanDuel that are going to be good if it rains, but if it doesn't rain, I'm screwed.
It's probably going to rain, is what
At some
we
point.
Think. Yes.
Then you have Thorbjørn Olesen, who is not a member of the Spurs. He might be somebody that the Spurs drafted and stowed overseas because they have like 40 of those guys too.
Sure.
Thorbjørn Olesen is 2 under par. So that's where we stand at the PGA Championship. We've got the Golf Channel on right now, so we'll keep you posted on what's going on there. And we will give you picks as well for hour four. And there is, Kelly actually already told me her picks. I have not told her mine because I feel like I just need to wait till the last minute to share. You don't need that pretense because you think you're going to win.
Well, do you want to convey what the bet is this time?
What is the bet?
Do you even want to bet again? I mean,
what is the bet? I mean, because I sort of suggested a bet yesterday,
said,
no, well, I don't want that.
I'll go with what you said. That's fine.
Okay.
That's
we're going double or nothing golf rounds.
So if you lose, you will owe me eight rounds of golf.
You'll
have to pay for my next eight rounds of golf.
Yeah.
That's outrageous.
Well, I'm really confident in my four. I'm not confident in the bottom four because apparently I don't know how to click okay twice.
So if you do win, then we're just even. No one has to pay for anything.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Sounds like a win-win for me.
There are no more majors this year. Yeah, you don't really lose ever.
Right.
Well, you're in the catbird seat anyway, so I gotta figure out a way to dig out of the hole without digging deeper.
I love that saying.
In the catbird seat.
In the catbird seat.
Yeah, that's got to be one of those southern. That's got to be one of those southern things.
You know who was in the catbird seat last night?
Deshaun Watson.
Touchdown, Deshaun. Can I read you just a few of these headlines that I find?
Yeah.
On the interwebs,
sure,
about Deshaun's debut last night.
By the way, we're going to be talking to Deshaun heavily in hour one. We'll talk to Deshaun with Manny Robinson coming up in hour one. If you want to get in, you can call us. 654-ROAR on the Northland Communication phone line, 654-7627, 986-1566. The text line is open for you if you'd like to get in on that, 986-1566. At Qualk Talk, at Kelly Gramlich, at 105.5 The Roar on Twitter. Be sure to join us via that technology as well.
Let us know what you thought. I mean, did he exceed expectations? How did he look in comparison to Tom Savage? I mean, do you think it's already kind of a foregone conclusion that he will start at some point? Is it just one game? Are you less inclined to kind of go all in because it was just one game and really just two quarters that he played? Here are some headlines, though. Deshaun Watson shines versus Panthers in professional debut for Texans. I like this one. New York Post. It took two quarters for Deshaun Watson to become the talk of the NFL.
Yikes.
Like that one. That's a good one.
Hey, no pressure there, bud.
Headline in the Washington Post. The Texans' Deshaun Watson looked so good, he had Panthers fans rooting for him. I think they're alluding to maybe Clemson fans that have allegiances.
I'm not sure that's... Really? But not really. I think that misses the point.
I think that misses the point.
Yeah.
I like this one on NFL.com. Bill O'Brien on Deshaun Watson. He did some big things. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for the heads up there. We were unaware, but now we know.
And this is a good headline from SB Nation. This is really the question, right? This is their headline. Deshaun Watson made a strong case for Texans starting job in debut. That's kind of where we go from here. I think first we break down what Deshaun did, because to me, Kwok, I don't know what your expectations were. Mine, I think, were high, but they weren't exactly, you know, this is going to be, Deshaun's going to look like he did in the national championship game because it's his first NFL game. Not sure how much he would play, not sure who he'd play with, et cetera, et cetera. He vastly exceeded my expectations. I thought he looked extremely impressive, even with some of his receivers getting a case of the drops and the fumbles.
I don't think anybody should have reasonably expected Deshaun to play as well as he did last night. And there are a couple reasons for that. Number one, there is a lot of pressure, not necessarily because of the first preseason game, but because of the venue, because of the opponent, because of the expectation. I mean, there was a lot riding on this game.
Because of the cheer he got when he ran out of the tunnel and that no one else got?
You know, it was my dad's birthday, so I was leaving to go to my parents' house to go and celebrate with him. But I had to wait a few minutes because this roar came up. I was watching a game, just, you know, chilling. And lo and behold, this roar comes out. And I'm like, what are they cheering for? And then you quoted it, the kid is in.
So
Mick Mixon says the kid is in. Yes. And so I'm glued to the TV now.
Right. I'm watching the WYFF broadcast, which shout out to our friends over there who broadcasted it on their channel for the whole upstate to see. That was awesome.
That was nice.
But I just loved that quote. I thought it really encompassed what this game meant and what it meant when Deshaun Watson went in. Quote, the kid is in. That simple. Great quote from the announcer, and I just thought it was great. And that's how you knew. You heard the cheer, and you knew Deshaun Watson was going in. But it was just, it was a great quote. I really like that.
You know, we get a great perspective from television, but it's not like being there.
Sure.
Sanders was there.
In the flesh.
How was watching Deshaun last night? What was that first roar like?
It was very loud. I mean, considering the stadium was not that full, but it was pretty substantial. And I thought it was pretty cool. There was well over 1,000 orange shirts in the stands, myself included. So
every time they gave a crowd shot, there was like one orange shirt. There were a lot of empty seats, obviously. But there was at least one orange shirt. You could tell that there was an overtly Clemson. But that's why I say, when they say Panthers fans cheering for Watson, I don't think that's necessarily true. First of all, you get the first preseason game. So if the Panthers win or lose, who really cares anyway? They even asked in the broadcast, do you want to win? And you know, the conversation basically was like, well, yeah, but you kind of want to see the execution. You're looking to see how people play.
It's not the priority.
If you're a Panthers fan, leaving there with your team winning and losing, to me, is not the reason that you show up at that preseason game. It's to watch certain players or to be part of the experience. And that's kind of what it was last night, where you've got Clemson people wearing orange, and they may be Panthers fans, but winning and losing is not the biggest deal. You are rooting for Deshaun Watson in this instance.
I loved the boldness of many a Clemson fan to wear a navy and red Deshaun jersey and pair that with a bright orange hat. I saw so many of those outfits in the stands. And, you know, maybe you wouldn't wear that every day, but I respect it. I respect the look, because it's not one that many... are brave enough to rock, I would say.
So your perspective being in the stadium last night at the top of the very tip top of the stadium.
I was beyond the lights.
Yeah.
So I had a nice bird's eye view. I thought he played substantially very well. You know, I use that word twice now. He looked really cool, really calm and comfortable in there. And on that scramble, that touchdown scramble, which I'm sure we'll get to, on third down, you know, he just looked good. And the whole stadium, I thought, was rooting for him the entire, about all those drives that he had. And when he finally got in there, it was sort of like watching your kid, you know, get that, buy that house or get that first paycheck, you know?
Aww.
And it was, you know, he's a classmate, a dear friend. And so it's cool to see,
spend many a meal together across the table, sharing intimate looks at fine French dining restaurants.
A lot of my friends were saying, you know, when Deshaun scores, what does he do? Does he celebrate? And I just sort of said, I think he's going to act like he's been there before.
He did.
And when he scored, he just kind of, he high-fived a few Panthers fans that were trying to high-five him. And he acted like he'd been there before.
Was that the loudest cheer of the night when he scored?
For sure. And there was a cadence count throughout the entire stadium, probably started by me.
I love
Probably started by you or actually started by you?
I started it.
Okay.
On your IG story, he was running in and I hear you in the background go, he's got it. Sanders, yes. He called it. That was good.
It was
Sanders.
I was wide open.
Sanders was our eyes and ears in Charlotte last night. Very good.
I think if you weren't impressed by Deshaun Watson last night, you had, this is going to sound crazy, you had unrealistic expectations going in. Because there's no way, when you're going to split time with two other quarterbacks, there's no way that you could possibly think that Deshaun was going to stand out the way in which he did. And have the poise that he did to complete throws after things got bad for him. Like, from the Panthers' perspective, Joe Webb was really, really good. And Joe Webb made a bunch of plays. When your players are fumbling the ball, and like on that first third down where Watson scrambles out, he feels the pressure, he scrambles out right. The throw he made, the camera at field level from behind him, the throw he made to the receiver that was standing out of bounds, was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I don't even know how he saw the receiver open, but there were a lot of people looking at his stat line going, well, you know, we had some missed throws. He missed a couple seam routes and things down the field. To me, it was his ability to make checks at the line, to see the open man, hit the open man. And there were several times where penalties hurt him, where offensive line play hurt him when he's playing with twos and threes out there, where guys stepping on the out-of-bounds line or, you know, whatever it is that Deshaun was hurt by the way his teammates played. And so even when you look at his stat line and there are things that, you know, and no touchdown passes leave some stuff to be desired, to me, other than missing some over-under coverage type throws, some seam route type throws, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a better debut than anybody could have asked for, especially for the amount of time he was in the game.
Completely agree. And the one thing that I was really surprised by, pleasantly surprised, was how mobile he looked. I don't think Deshaun Watson, and this is mainly just kind of how he was used at Clemson and, you know, always the fear of him getting hurt and, you know, the fact that you have a Wayne Gallman and you have all these guys to kind of do the running for you, right? But how mobile he looked, how he scrambled out of the pocket and still looked poised, and obviously his one touchdown came with his legs. He has not looked that mobile since maybe the NC State game his freshman year when he was supermanning guys.
That's high praise right there.
I'm telling you. Am I wrong, though? He has not looked that mobile since before he tore his ACL. He wasn't wearing the ACL brace last night. He wasn't wearing the knee brace.
No, he wasn't.
He looked strong, mobile, poised. Every single word you can think of that's a positive description for a quarterback that is supposed to be mobile in that pocket.
I will come back with Manny Robinson from the Greenville News, GreenvilleOnline.com. We'll ask him his thoughts on Deshaun's performance from last night's ball game where the Panthers, well, what did they win? I don't even know. Who won? Did the Panthers win? Who cares?
Clemson won.
27-17 was at the score. I don't even know.
I heard Clemson won.
Stay with us. More to come. Out of bounds in a moment.
Zero Res's empowered water cleaner can be used on any surface. Start the school year off right by using zero harsh chemicals and leaving zero residue behind. August 1st through 11th, mention my name Mickey and get three rooms for $115 and book by August 11th and get a free bottle of Zero Res's Empowered Water Spot Cleaner. Call 558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com for your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Purple Haze, with new locations in Anderson and Clemson, has an amazing assortment of really cool stuff to create a unique experience. Body jewelry, glassware, and party favors, voted the Upstate's best piercing studio. There's nothing like the Purple Haze experience. Decorate with tapestries, incense, candles, and posters. Dress with purses, clothing, and backpacks. Feel the experience. Purple Haze, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, across from Publix, and 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
For only $6.99 a month, your company could lease the Isuzu NPR HD. Ideal for deliveries, for service, or for maintenance, the NPR offers class-leading fuel economy, unmatched maneuverability, and B10 diesel engine life of 375,000 miles. See why Christopher Trucks stands behind the Isuzu NPR HD. Christopher Trucks, Whitehorse Road at I-85, 269-2131. Online at ChristopherTrucks.com. Includes security deposit, excludes tax and title, $13,398 due at leasing.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Yo, is this thing working, you know? I want to thank Ralph Face Toyota for having me here today. I was really flabbergasted to see all these used vehicles. I mean, there must be millions, you know?
Rock, I think there's over 150.
Well, I was close, you know. Hey, and these certified Toyotas are what you call amazing.
Hey, Rocky, was your last fight a tough one?
Hey, they're all tough, you know.
Do you think you have any brain damage?
Well, I don't know. I don't see any.
Hey, Rocky, is it true that you're going to have your next fight here at Ralph Hayes Toyota?
Well, I don't think so. You know, there's some pretty nice certified Toyotas here. I wouldn't want to mess them up, you know.
Hey, Balboa, why don't you fight a real man? We can fight right here, Ralph Hayes Toyota.
Hey, you should watch your mouth, you know.
Why don't you come close it?
Why don't you come up here? We'll find out, all right?
You're a champion. I'll whoop you now.
Hey, I'll get you out
there. No need to fight, boys. Just go to RalphHaysToyota.com and click on the e-price to get the best price. RalphHaysToyota.com.
When Honda released the Pioneer 1000, people started talking. Not only is it the biggest side-by-side in the Pioneer lineup, it's built to outperform nearly everything that's come before. And now you can drive it yourself during the Start Your Journey demo event. This is your chance to feel the power of a best-in-class 999cc engine and your opportunity to experience the precision of the industry's only six-speed, fully automatic dual-clutch transmission. Just head to Foothills Motorsports in Piedmont and demo the Honda Pioneer 1000 today.
Dealer participation may vary. See dealer for complete program details.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no broke. Give me money. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no broke. I got a get down, girl, gon' head, get down. I got a get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
All right, hour one continues. Out of Bounds, William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich. This segment brought to you in part by our friends at the Tiger Sports Shop. They probably don't have Deshaun jerseys, but you can still buy plenty of gear. You could probably buy some gear with a four on it somewhere in that store. They got something there. with a 4-1. I can assure you that. If you want to, you know, if you want to go watch some Texans games or whatever, you want to sport the gear at a sports bar somewhere or whatnot. They've got everything for you. Orange and purple for Clemson fans, by Clemson fans. Julie Ibrahim does a wonderful job at carrying on Coach I'm Ibrahim's legacy and making sure that his vision is seen here in the 21st century. We love the great deals. We love the vast selection. I'm telling you, I drove by there a couple nights ago, and they are gearing up for football season. 364 College Avenue downtown. Go visit them, or you can see them right here on Highway 123, just a couple minutes from the station, 1102 Tiger Boulevard in Clemson. The text line, 986-1566, Tyler and Anderson says this. Says, a coworker of mine said she wasn't able to watch last night, asked me how he looked. My response was, he looked like Deshaun. Then she said, oh, he looked that good? Yeah. I mean, I expected him to look like maybe he missed a couple calls, or, you know, maybe there were a couple times where he sent the protection the wrong way. It's really hard to tell. But for the most part, other than missing a few throws, he did a fine job. We'll ask Manny Robinson what he thought about Deshaun Watson last night as well. He joins us right now. GreenvilleOnline.com. You can read his stuff in the pages of the Greenville News. You can also follow him on Twitter at @ManningBeingManny. What's up, Manny?
I can't call it, Clark. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. I can't, under any circumstances, think that Deshaun Watson's debut could have gone much better, just from the standpoint he got 25 throws in, was able to rush for a touchdown, looked poised. What's your read on the situation from last night?
Yeah, and this is what's funny. I was actually on a cruise ship last night, headed back to the Bahamas, right? And it left out of Charleston, so it was full of Tigers and Gamecocks. And there were, you know, it's the last night on the cruise ship, and there were Deshaun Watson Texan jerseys throughout the ship. This was such an event for Clemson fans, and just speaking with catching up this morning, speaking with people who were there, talking about the volume of cheers when he entered the game there in Charlotte. It's kind of remarkable. In that sense, his professional stardom is off to a good start. And I think he played about as well as you could expect, given the circumstances, coming in and you know, completing, 15 for 25, and having that scramble score was most impressive. Because you kind of think when a guy makes that transition that some of his running ability is going to be curtailed by the speed of the defense. But, he, you know, I don't think you could ask much more of him.
From a projection or prognostication standpoint, should we hit the brakes a little bit on this, or is it okay for people to kind of dream big for Deshaun based on a debut that went, I mean, for all intents and purposes, as well as his debut did last night?
Yeah, of course, it has to be tempered. He hasn't even won the starting job.
Right.
And, even talking with Newt, there's still some support in that locker room for Savage. There's, you know, confidence in him. He's played on that level, and, you know, doing it live. When you're going against the ones, you know, going against a top defense, and playing in a division that may not seem like the strongest in the NFL, but you know, it's a pro league, it's a pro division. So he has to prove that first, just through the remainder of camp, to win that starting job before we can start, you know, counting Super Bowls.
Manny, you bring up his legs, and I don't know if I'm the only one who's really harping on this, but I just thought he looked more mobile last night than he did maybe since he tore his ACL. And I'm not trying to say that suddenly his knee has become, you know, much better than before, but he wasn't wearing a knee brace. And just tell me if you thought that too. Didn't he look more mobile than he has in maybe the past few years?
Yeah, I wonder if that's just, you know, a matter of, I don't know, just the time, or I don't know. I don't know what you – it kind of seemed that way, but maybe it's just we hadn't seen him in a while. And, you're looking for certain things that you want, you know, like we said, reading a little bit more into it than we should. But who knows? It's not like he went to Houston and got, you know, some magical medical doctors out there. Something, you know, something that. But the fact that he's no longer wearing the brace, which I think he wore through his last 2 years, if I'm not mistaken, maybe that shows, you know, that he has more confidence in it, or it is feeling better, or, you know, not that it was it ever slowed him down after that, but, you know, just the thought that it's not even a matter, because you have to put that brace on every Saturday. You know, you have to think about it, so it enters your mind. So maybe he's just moved completely past it. Maybe that's an indication of that, which would be positive.
Visit with Manny Robinson at Manny B. Manny on Twitter, GreenvilleOnline.com. You can read his great work in the pages of the Greenville News as well. Shifting to the college game for a second, Manny, this Josh Rosen conversation has really ignited amateurism discussions and demand for athletes and all of this. And I know that we keep having this conversation. It feels like it kind of feels dumb in some ways because nothing really ever happens. We just sort of get entrenched on our sides. But what's your take on his particular argument that being a good student and being a good football player seem to not see eye to eye? Where do you stand on that?
Well, catch me up in a sentence. I told you I was off the grid for.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. So
what did he say this time? I know he's made claims. I mean, made statements in the past, but what did he say saying exactly this time?
Well, he essentially said that being a good student in economics and being a good football player, you can't do both at the same time because your time is just there's only 24 hours in a day. Your time is limited, and he threw Alabama under the bus a little bit. And said, raise the grade point average at Alabama and see how many of them are eligible. Basically saying at places like UCLA, people take real majors, and these other schools with all these athletes have majors that are quote unquote for athletes so that they can stay eligible. I don't know what your take is on that.
Yeah, I think that's a little cheap. I think people think that you'd be surprised the kind of curriculum and the kind of atmosphere that's at Alabama. People think just because they're good that they don't handle their business in other places, that Alabama doesn't care about the complete athlete the same way you hear about Clemson doing it or anywhere, or Stanford, anywhere like that. Not to say that those that in the perception nationally that, you know, a Stanford degree, you know, looks better than an Alabama degree, but it's not necessarily the case. To his point, though, we understand that athletes are under immense pressure to handle their schedules, and it's hard. It's not enough time in a day to do exactly what they are. But there are students that work full time that do other things. There are music majors that are under the same pressure. But then on the flip side, you have players like Deshaun Watson and Christian Wilkins who are graduating in, you know, 2.5 years or whatever, and not in bird courses, you know, taking real majors. As a communications major, I wouldn't say that Deshaun graduated in a bird course. This is real curriculum, real course. So I think it, on that level, it's a case-by-case basis, and I think too often Alabama and places like that are easy targets. I'm not saying that they're Ivy League, but still, I mean, every athlete who's going to compete at a high level and still take care of business in the classroom, gets my respect.
Yeah, Manny, I mean, Deshaun and I have the exact same degree from Clemson, and we both did it in 3 years. So I took a little, I don't really like hearing that from Josh Rosen, but it's his prerogative, I guess, and it's just NFL scouts will think what they want from him and what he says. I do want to ask you, you've been on a cruise ship, so you've been maybe off the grid a bit, literally. So practice. Practice has been going on. We're talking about practice with Clemson. There's been a lot of talk about Ray-Ray McCloud. He's actually been taking snaps both defensively and offensively as a wide receiver and a defensive back. What's your thought on that? Do you have any initial thoughts when you hear Ray-Ray McCloud taking snaps at defensive back? What comes to your mind?
Yeah, I actually did hear about that. It's weird cruise ship, man, with a bunch of Tigers and Gamecocks. I have a funny story maybe to tell you at the end. I don't know. I don't know if it's just, you know, a matter of he's rehabbing, so he can't catch right now, but he maybe can squat a pass, and, you know, they need a body over there, show some speed, for the scout team or whatever. I would be surprised if he shows up on there, you know, on a game day. But if he's capable, great for him. Who knows what he projects on the next level, if it's best for him to go on that side. You know, you think about some of the great guys in the past, it's been years and years ago, that have done that. You know, Hines Ward and Champ Bailey and Desmond Howard, those type of guys. You know, or Jabril Peppers last year. I mean, to see, I just think that's fun when guys can go two ways. You see that less and less. Because of what we just talked about, you know, in the last question, just the strain that's already on these guys to learn everything they need to play at a high level, but then you want to do it twofold to learn another position. You know, that's a lot to put on a young man, but I think right now it may just be something for camp, maybe even something they're just having a little fun with and just experimenting with, but I would be really surprised if he comes out of the huddle on Saturday playing DB.
One more for you, Manny, then we'll get to your story to kind of wrap it up here here today. You know, I feel like the mood at practice at Clemson has been pretty relaxed. And, you know, last time we talked, we kind of, you know, we were guessing a little bit about what practice mm-hmm. would look like, what it would be like. Are you surprised at all at sort of the tone and the tenor of practice, that there's not a little more, I don't know, I don't want to use the word focus, but it just feels like guys are loosey-goosey, maybe a little more than we expected, and maybe I'm wrong for expecting that. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it may just be a different tenor of the team. You know, last year was just this complete kind of redemption thing. You had that in the back. That was kind of the storyline. And then, you know, and then that was kind of the makeup of that senior class. Now you think now your team leader, the kind of the face of the program, is Christian Wilkins, and we kind of know his demeanor. And, but he's that way. He has that personality, but on the field, he's a monster, you know. So I don't think we should read into it as far as, you know, are they focused enough? I think there's enough of that, and even having, you know, they can take being ranked 5 and not 3 in the preseason poll as a slight or something like that, being ranked behind Florida State as a slight. So there's enough motivation on the table, but I think it's still early, and it's kind of like what I heard last week about the Warriors in the NBA. Like their biggest offseason story is Steph Curry playing golf. So you know, maybe no news is good news in that regard.
All right, final one, the story from the cruise ship. You said you were some Tigers and Gamecocks. Lay it on us. What you got?
Yeah, nothing epic, but my wife was going to a meal, and the elevator was a little crowded. It opened up. She was standing beside a guy in a Clemson shirt, and the elevator opened up, and it was kind of crowded, and it was like, you know, we'll just wait for the next one. And some guy in the elevator yelled out, you know, if you had on a Gamecock shirt, we would have made room, and then door closed, and they took off.
Was she wearing Clemson gear?
No, not my wife.
Oh, okay.
She was standing beside a guy who was wearing.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
and he pressed the button. He said, bye.
Push the button, let the door close, and
oh,
shut up. So we had to wait. Just sat there laughing. So it was a fun cruise that way, just seeing some of the events they had going on. First time I did one. Leaving from Charleston, which was, you know, you expect to see more local people there running, and even run into some people I knew. So it was kind of cool. So I guess I would recommend that to any fans out there. It's kind of a cool event.
Very interesting stuff. Rivalry doesn't take any days off, I can tell you that.
No.
If it's fun and good-natured.
Not even in international waters.
Yeah, exactly. Like off the grid, but still on.
Manny, thank you so much for getting right off of AK, basically stepping off the boat and joining us. We appreciate that.
Yeah,
well, enjoy your travel back up this way, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Always a pleasure. Y'all take care.
Thanks very much. You do the same. That's Manny Robinson for the Greenville News, GreenvilleOnline.com, at Manny B and Manny on Twitter. This hour of the program brought to you in part, along with the Tiger Sports Shop, by our friends at Twin Peaks, where we will be 1 week from today, 5 to 8 p.m., the best appetizers, the best entrees, 80 big-screen TVs, the scenic views, fun prizes, giveaways, and everyone that you could possibly think of from the station will be there. It's a veritable smorgasbord of talent. That is an array of talent available for you, and all the college football knowledge you can stuff into your brains. We will have it for you for 3 hours, 5 to 8 p.m. Join us at 105.5 The Road, the flagship station, Clemson Athletics, our annual college football kickoff show at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville. You won't go away hungry. You won't go away thirsty. You won't go away wondering what's going to happen in the college football season, because we will get you covered. Short break. We will come back. Final segment, hour one, coming up next.
The countdown is on. 23 days till Clemson Tiger football.
Seth Ryan to handle the hold. David Estes the snap. Good snap, good hold. Hugel's kick is on the way, and it is good. Hugel splits the pipes from 26 at the 7:28 mark of this first quarter to tie us up.
Every thrilling minute. On the flagship station for Clemson football, WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mod.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like select wine on Wednesday for $10, $15, and $20. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
A small business owner asked me recently, why should I use you? My answer kind of surprised him. I'm not sure you should, because I don't know what you need yet. Turns out this business owner felt helpless and alone in trying to deal with insurance and employee benefits. Our clients know we are in their corner, fighting, and everything we do is designed to make your life easier. In fact, one client said about one of my people, I wish there was a way to nominate you for being the best employee I have ever dealt with in any industry. Are you feeling lost and alone when it comes to insurance and employee benefits? You don't need to be. Call us 467-8738 and let us know how we can help you. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca, which will open in August. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
It's always a great time to buy from George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest, like 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,699. And remember, there are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. 2017 F-150s starting at just $23,699, serving you for over 85 years and four generations. George Coleman Ford, for the ride of a lifetime.
Offer good through October 2nd. Must finance with Ford Motor Company Credit.
Be sure to come to Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road for the annual WCCP College Football Kickoff Show, Thursday, August 17th from 5 to 8 p.m. There'll be plenty of giveaways, cold beer, and great food at WCCP's College Football Kickoff Show at Twin Peaks, August 17th.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kellum.
I wanna hold them like they do in time.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour one continues. Out of bounds. William Quagovich, Kelly Gramley, live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions studios. What a day, man. It's a little gloomy outside. But, you know, we were in Indiana early this week, and I really thought it was going to rain for like a straight week and a half. I thought it was going to rain every day for a week and a half, and it has not rained since we got back.
Don't put me in the Indiana category.
Well, we isn't me and other people.
You said we, and I'm,
I did say
people
we.
People might think it's the show. They know I don't venture above the Mason-Dixon unless forced for work.
Well, if you're like, wait, was Kelly there Monday and Tuesday? What happened? You can listen to the podcast.
Yeah, if you're curious.
WCCPFM.com. This is a fun tweet right here. This tweet coming from Vic.
Cornhole Vic
from
of the show.
Yeah, exactly right. He says this. I want to get your thoughts on this briefly because it's a fair question to ask. We assume that every time Clemson does anything, it's positive. It's just overtly positive because the coaches do a great job and the players do a great job and everybody does a great job, right? And every time they do something, if they zig, it's a positive. If they zag, it's a positive. If they zig, then zag, they were right both times. Like, that's kind of the way we feel. We give them the benefit of the doubt. Vic says, at Quag Talk, I hear everyone taking the relaxed approach at Clemson as a positive. Could it possibly be a negative? Overconfidence, perhaps. This is actually, I think, a fair way of going about it. If you just ask the question the way that Vic asked it, I hear everyone taking the relaxed atmosphere at Clemson as a positive. Could it possibly be a negative? Overconfidence, perhaps. I think if we looked at another school somewhere else and we gauged the sort of weird vibe that you get from Clemson, not weird in the sense that it's making people uncomfortable, but weird in the sense that you thought they would be really hammering in focus. We're not going to have a lapse. We're not going to rest on our laurels because we got one natty. You know what I'm saying? We expected a little more seriousness. And like I looked this morning on this Clemson football Snapchat, they're playing cornhole in practice.
Well, I mean, again, I think that speaks to this idea that we see every single thing that Clemson does. And we don't see every single thing that Florida State does or Oklahoma or Washington or so good, so cool, SoCal. You know, we don't see that, right?
Yes.
Who knows? Like, you know, SoCal could have tanning beds in their facility. I don't know.
That's the worst thing I've ever. That's so good, so cool, SoCal. That's like that's like you're advertising Fanta or something.
Yes.
You need a.
You need Sam Darnold drinking a Fanta.
Like that. That's what you need.
Do you wanna? Yeah. I mean, that's what it is.
So good. So cool. SoCal.
We're alluding to the Sports Illustrated cover with Sam Darnold on the front.
Hey Darnold is so much better. Hey, Darnold. Football. So much better.
Hey, football head. But do you see my point?
Yeah, I see your point. Like, I do see your point.
Who else? What other football program do you follow on Snapchat? Just let me know. Because you see Clemson playing cornhole, and that's awesome. I mean, who doesn't love cornhole? You know I'm a connoisseur. But we don't really see what everybody else is doing to a certain extent. And Clemson is, it's just always been that way, you know? I would be kind of concerned if Clemson changed after winning a national title and the program seemed to have changed and wasn't itself. You know, Dabo dances, right? You have a slide in the facility. You play putt-putt. You shave your heads for kids with cancer. I mean, that's what Clemson does. And I'm glad it's not changing. I'm glad it's staying with a relaxed atmosphere. And maybe Vic's point is that it has changed. It seems too relaxed now, but I don't really think so. I think it's just like it's been in the past few years.
I would tend to agree with that. I'm still going to give the coaches a benefit of the doubt for basically whatever they do until they show that there are some, you know, there have been some lapses because they know how to build a contender back-to-back years. They seem pretty confident about this group, and I've watched this group a little bit, so you know that they're not just pumping sunshine.
What kind of message would it send if suddenly the coaches weren't relaxed in practice?
Or, I would send a message that they're tense, right, that they're trying to overcompensate.
I mean, the last thing I want is for Kelly Bryant to get a feeling that everyone's worried to death.
I have always
That's
told...
That's probably not a good thing.
Like, I've said this before, and I think great coaches know how to do this. Great coaches can get a player to do things that player can't ordinarily just get up and do. Like, for instance, you tell Kelly Bryant, you prepare Kelly Bryant, you get him in the right system, and then you tell him he's Deshaun Watson. Is he going to be Deshaun Watson? No. Is he going to be a better version of Kelly Bryant than if you just put him out on the field? Yes. You tell people they can do things that they might maybe or maybe not be able to do, and they'll go do them because you've instilled that confidence in them. That's why I don't understand coaches who tell players they can't do stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you tell players you can't do stuff instead of telling players what they can do. I think that's kind of what they've been doing all across the board. And now you've got guys playing at a high level. Messaging is important. This is a good communication program, good messaging program.
And how sad would it be if you can't look a little relaxed after you win a national championship? What's the point if you can't? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying that the attention to detail and the focus and all that has lapsed, but it's not like Dabo's on the verge of losing his job every other day.
That's a good point.
I don't know. I think it would be a sad way to live if after winning a national title and after appearing in two straight championship games that you still feel the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. That would be unhealthy, right?
Absolutely. I would tend to agree with that. That's a good perspective to have on it. I think now you kind of get into business mode, but, you know, the Nick Saban, I'll enjoy this for 12 minutes and then we're back to work.
And
no,
to me, that's
let's not,
not
do that.
Does anyone look at Nick Saban and think, oh, that guy lives a very healthy life?
He seems content and satisfied.
Right.
He seems like he loves things and people. Let's go to DJ Blythe, who's up with us next. Final phone call this hour. Hey, DJ Blythe, what's up?
Good afternoon. How y'all doing today?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Quark, it's like having a big brother. It's not if, it's when Deshaun is going to get the keys to the car.
Yes.
You can't overlook talent. And if you look at the way Tom Savage came in, even though he's been in the system for a while, look at how he runs the offense, and look at how Deshaun come in as a rookie, though, and commands, you know, he commands respect on the field. You know, when he's running offense, putting people in position, you know, to, you know, like he's been there before, and he has, just not at that level, but it's just a different. You can just taste a different when he comes on the field versus when the starters was out there. I think he was running with number twos on both sides of the ball, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. And you know something, it's very interesting you point that out, because you can look at stats all you want, and I would encourage people to do that, obviously. I'm not the guy that's saying stats don't matter. That would be inconsistent with my nature. But Tom Savage went 9-for-11, and you know what I thought when I saw him play? Yeah, I'm a little biased, and I've got my preconceived notions in there. Tom Savage looks like every quarterback that's kind of just holding a place for somebody with some transcendent ability. He looks like a guy who's filling the seat for the next guy. He doesn't look like the guy that's going to be a quarterback in the same place for 3 or 4 years. Safe throws, you know, trying to read defenses, you're making checks at the line, get the ball out quick. I mean, that's great. That's all well and good. Savage looks like a guy to me. When Deshaun goes out there, you see the potential for greatness that he has. So, yeah, Savage may be better and more consistent now, but you're not looking at Savage as your 3 to 5 year option at quarterback for the Texans. He just, even if he gives 9-for-11 every game in preseason, I'm still going to think he looks like any guy out there playing quarterback. He's at a high level, but he's just a guy.
Yeah, but I tell you, you know, I know they talk about the playbook and how hard it is to learn an NFL playbook, but don't go into game to game. They have a amount of plays they're going to run per game. I like, you got to go out there with the whole playbook in your head and memorize everything. And don't they have a plan going into each and every game?
They do trim it down a little bit based on the scout, and we're out of time in this hour, DJ Bly. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I do think that's the case, but it's different in college, where you hear quarterbacks sometimes talk about where in college you had like 2 or 3 protections, and NFL you have like 12. Defenses, you know, you've got a handful of coverages in college, and the NFL you might have, you know, 15. So that's it grows exponentially. It's not just adding from 4 to 6. We're going from 4 to, you know, 12 or 16 or something like that. So it's not a minor adjustment to have to make checks at the line when you have 3 protections versus when you have, you know, 10 or 15 or whatever.
Well, and that's why I think people were even more surprised, and again, pleasantly surprised, but that's why expectations were kind of, you know, were not super high, because it's his first preseason game. He's been with the organization since April, so he's had some time to learn the playbooks, but they've only been in fall camp for a couple weeks. And Tom Savage has had much more time to learn that system. So that, and that's why even Bill O'Brien was kind of bullish on what Deshaun Watson could do, because he was saying it takes a while to learn the playbook. But, I mean, obviously we don't know the whole story, but Deshaun Watson seemed pretty darn comfortable with that playbook last night.
Hour one brought to you by Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forward. Z-R-O-R-E-Z. It's the right way to clean. Call them 558-7300 in Greenville. Impress your friends and family with a clean home. It makes your carpets look just like new. They use empowered water. There's no residue left behind. No odors, no toxic chemicals. Again, call Zero Res in Greenville, 558-7300. No one can clean like Zero Res.
I like this text. If Dante Foreman would have gone to Clemson, we would have won the 2015 and 2016 national championships.
I don't know. Wayne Gallman might have a little something to say about that. You know,
Foreman looked good.